Once again, we do appreciate everybody that's here. And while ago, Brother Laren, when he was praying, I heard him say, not let us get caught up in the numbers. And I'm always just glad to see a parking lot full and a house pretty full. But listen, it don't make no difference to me if there's three shows up or 300. I've got an obligation. To the Lord. I got an obligation to the church and the lost people, but I've got an obligation to the Lord.
Amen.
And so we try to give our best effort no matter how many shows up. So we always want to give our best. And y'all pray for us this morning. We'll be able to do that. We'll be able to leave here today and feel like we've done the best we could for the Lord. And I fail at that Sunday after Sunday. I never feel like I've done a good job. I never have. I've heard some say that they've done good, and they might have, but I've never done a good job. I've left here a lot of times feeling awful down and felt like I've done a sorry job. And all through the week, I'll ask Sheila, did I make a mess? And thank goodness he gave me a good wife that loves me enough to not tell me the truth sometimes. Because if she told me the truth, I'd sure enough go crazy. But she ought generally say, no, you didn't make a mess.
Amen.
And that helps along. But anyway, y'all pray for us. We don't want to make a mess. The thoughts we got on our heart, I try to listen to Marty. I did this morning. He done a good job on the radio. And I always try to listen to him on her Facebook. So I looked him up last night and because I didn't get to hear it earlier in the week. And I'd studied Thursday and Friday, and most of the day Friday. And what I had on my heart, I come across it last night, I thought, oh, boy. So I didn't know what to do. It seems like mine and his thoughts just run together all the time here lately. And I believe his title was Rejoice Evermore, and I thought, oh, boy. And so I've done a little more studying, but it's pretty much the same thing. But we'll be using different scriptures. But I'm thankful today that everything ain't got to be gloom and doom. I know I come across a lot of times that all gloom and doom. I ain't trying to come across gloom and doom. I'm trying to come across humble. We live in perilous times. We really do. But I'm thankful that I've been saved by God's grace. I'm thankful that there's coming a day that all this is going to end. And that I have a better place to go. And I want you to have a better place to go. This down here, we talk about a lot of times, just a preparation place. And that's all it is. It's a place that we come and we get prepared for eternity. Our time down here is just a short period of time. But y'all pray for us. I'm going to take a reading lesson out of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 16. And our thought today, and we'll get to it, we'll read it in the 20th verse. It's going to be, your sorrow shall be turned into joy.
Amen.
And that's where our thought. You're going to find it in that 20th verse. So keep that in mind. Your sorrow shall be turned into joy. In the 16th verse, it says in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, a little while, and ye shall not see me. And again in a little while, and ye shall see me. Because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is that he saith unto us? In a little while, and ye shall not see me. And again in a little while, and ye shall see me. And because I go to the Father. And they said, therefore, what is that he saith a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. And now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and he said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said a little while, and ye shall not see me, and then again in a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travel, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And y'all pray for us a little while that we want to try to look at this. But he told him, he said, in a little while, you shall not see me. And he was talking about how he would be placed in the grave. And then he said, in a little while, you shall see me again because I go into the Father. And we find in the scriptures, I used to have a little hard time and still don't know if I understand it all completely. He told some of them that they would not die before he would return. And I had a little hard time with that because I know he still ain't come back, and they are still, I know they ain't lived 200 or 2,000 years. So I do understand that in three days he resurrected, and several of them seen him again. But he said also, he said, I go into the Father. And they was having a hard time with that. But I believe in all my heart, even though I've never laid my eyes on him, I've seen him work and make himself manifest different times. After about 40 days, he come back in the way of the Comforter. He went to the Father and he said, I will come unto you and I will come in the way of the Comforter. And on the day of Pentecost, he come that way. And I believe in also in that way he come again. But listen to me, it said the world would be joyful. In other words, the world was going to love the fact that they had crucified Jesus. The Pharisees and the Sadducees we talked about this morning, that nothing tickled them anymore that he was going to be put on the cross and be they thought was going to be the end of him. They thought this would do away with him, but I want you to realize they was only fulfilling things. But listen to me, that kind of joy of the world will only last for a little while, and it only lasted for them a little while. He said, he told them, you're going to be sorrowful. And I look around today and I see so many people that are sorrowful. I see God's people are sorrowful because we see people in the world, in our country, our nation, our leaders, everybody trying to do away with Jesus. They're trying to take him out. They're trying to do away with him. And they have been for 2,000 years. It wasn't just the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It still goes on today. They want to do away with Jesus. They want to stop us speaking in his name. They want to do everything they can to stop him. But I want you to realize they can't stop my Lord and Savior. No man can take my joy. And I want you to realize today we have let a lot of that happen. In this past election, a lot of us, including me, has let one man take some of my joy. And I want you to know he can't take my salvation, but he's got me to a point that I've lost the joy of my salvation. And I want you to realize, people, we do not need to do that. No man is the worst or able to take away what God has given to us. Let your hearts not be troubled. I want you to know, if we're going to go through this life and serve Jesus Christ, we're going to suffer some. I want you to realize that we're not going to go through this without having to go through some suffering. Through much tribulation, we'll enter the kingdom of God. I want you to know that's the word of God. I believe it's Acts 14, somewhere around in there. But listen, we're going to have to mourn some. I want you to realize godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. So God, people, for you to ever even be saved, you must go through sorrow. But listen, for us that have been saved, we're going to see trouble. But thanks be unto God, her sorrow shall be turned into joy. After 3 days, he was resurrected. He come and found them. Some of them were fishing. Some of them were walking on the side of the road, but he was seen by many. He said, in a little while, you'll not see me. But he said, in a little while, you shall see me again. And I want you to know he come and walked among them. And I want you to know their sorrows turned to joy. Why? Because they knew their Savior liveth. I want you to know today, our Savior's not dead. He still lives. Even though things may look grim, even though they may be trying to take him out of everything that we see around us, but honey, he liveth today. And there's time for times that he makes himself manifest and comes among us. But one day after a while, he's going to make himself manifest to the whole world. That eastern sky is going to bust wide open and our sorrow will be turned to joy. Never to hurt again. Never to be out of trouble again. Never go through pain again. I want you to realize that's coming today. It says, in the fifth chapter of Matthew, in the Beatitudes, in the fourth verse, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I want you to know we see God's people mourning today. This old virus has just kept us all tore up for a year. The things that's going on in our nation keep us all tore up all the time. And when you look around at all the troubles about us, there's mourning, but I want you to realize there's hope in Jesus. We can look around and he's still making himself manifest. I still see the building shake just like it did on the day of Pentecost from time to time. It's not changed. We still see him from time to time. Every once in a while, some little child, when I preach, the first time it happened to me was up on a fan. It's happened to me two or three times here since then, but some little child, when I feel like I failed and just be so tore up, I was up there during the revival I'd preached and I felt like I'd failed miserably, just like I will today, and I fell down on this side of the pulpit over here and I fell down there and cried unto God and asked him to forgive me for failing so miserably, and after I got up I had everybody come and shook her hand. I was just standing there and a little girl come walking up yonder, just a little bitty thing, and she walked up and wrapped her arms around my legs and hugged me and wouldn't let me go. And I want you to know it was just like Jesus Christ himself come and wrapped his arms around me and said, here I am, you're all right, I've got you. Listen to me, he makes himself manifest. And I want you to know I can allow left that building. I could have left the world that night. It seemed like for a little while, just a little while, I didn't have nothing. I was so cold and indifferent. I felt like I'd failed him. And then just in a little while, he was right there. I want you to realize, Brother Larry, it's just going to be a little while. Amen. Just like what my daddy told my mama that time, walking her out there to the car, my little sister passed away, and he was holding her. I can still see it the day in my mind, how he was holding her little feeble body, her little baby girl, and just now. And my daddy said, Mama, he said, it won't be but a little while. Yeah, listen to me. Our mourning, our sorrow shall be turned into joy in just a little while. Oh, before we get turned around, we're going to lift our eyes up in heaven. I want you to know our sorrow will be turned into joy. Listen to me, lost friend. It takes some godly sorrow to work repentance unto salvation. If you're ever going to be saved, you're going to have some sorrow. Listen, your heart's got to be broke. You got to call on the name of the Lord, and he'll turn your sorrow into joy. He said a word in the Revelation letter in the seventh chapter.
In the 13th verse, one of the elders answered him, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and which came they? And he said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night, and in the temple. And he said, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away the tears from their eyes. Listen to me. Honey, there's coming a day our sorrow, our tribulation will be turned into joy. And Jesus Christ is going to take care of us from then on. I want you to know today, he's still today taking care of us. We don't realize it, but I want you to know there'll come a time there'll be no more trouble. There'll be no more sorrow. In just a little while, it's all going to be took away. I love that scripture over in Jude. It don't mean as much to some people, I don't think, but for me, I hang a lot on it. Some people may be better than I am. You may. I ain't no count. Well, for me, it stands out in my mind. That 24th verse, how it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. We may sorrow now. It's hard. It's hard to go. God brings people in your life like Brother Tim Hood, and you get to meet him and you get to see him put his light here at Hilltop. You get to see him after years of being out there in the world. And you get to see him come into church and boy, his family get blessed and him get blessed, and you're just having a big old time. And all of a sudden, the old virus comes along, and he's going on with the Lord. But it's just going to be a little while. See all his sorrow, and he had them too, just like me and you. He had troubles. Me and him talked all the time. But all his sorrow's been turned into joy. Brother Bill, it just ain't right, you know. He'd be here today, and if you'd called him this morning, I promise you, there wouldn't no need to call him whether to say we would need to have church or not. I know what the answer would have been. Yeah, we need to. I think we've missed one time since I've been over here, and that's been a day or two. I hear about it all the time from people, how long I've been here. He'd said, yeah, we need to have church. It's hard. It's hard to see him and Teresa suffer. It's hard to see the rest of you that's been sick. It's hard to go through these things. Brother Marty, he said in his message, I listened to it. Trust me, when I seen the name of it, I had to listen to it. I was going to anyway. But he said, it's okay to be sorrowful. I'm going to tell you, if you ain't willing to be humble and be sorrowful, you'll never get saved. Amen. And it don't end then. When he said that godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, he was talking to Corinth church. And Paul said, through much tribulation, we entered the kingdom of God. He was talking to God's people. Not that we have to go through works to get there, but before we get there, we're going to go through some trouble. If we suffer with him, we'll be joint heirs with him. You don't think they wouldn't? I preached on that without Peter. How he stepped on the water. He wanted to get to the Lord when he seen Jesus coming. And he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. Jesus just said, come. And Peter, here he come. He wanted to get to him. And then after he resurrected, when they crucified him, and Peter said, I'll go fishing. He was heartbroken. Used to, I just thought he went back to the world, but it was, he was heartbroken. He had to do something to get his mind off what had happened. They'd come and took his Savior. He had denied him 3 times. He had sat by the campfire of the world, and his heart was broken. It said, when he denied him the 3rd time, the cock crew, and he looked and looked at the Lord, and he went out weeping. I want you to know it broke his heart. But then he was out there and they was trying to catch some fish with their net, and he looked and he saw it was the Savior. And he jumped off the boat, and I thought it was just because he was naked and he was ashamed, but it wasn't. It was because he wanted to get to the Lord. It said when the rest of them arrived on the boat, I want you to know he done got there. You talking about joy. When he saw him, his heart was full of joy. He knew the one he denied liveth, and he wanted to get to it. Oh, we're all so afraid to death. But when that moment comes and that twinkling of the eye, honey, we're going to be going to him as hard as we can go. They say, don't walk towards the light. You won't have no choice when you've been born again. You want to get to him so bad you won't be able to stand it. You want your sorrow to end and the joy to come in. You talking about good. It's going to get good one of these days. One of these days that eastern sky is going to bust open and we're going to be just like Peter. We're not going to want to hang around down here. We're going to head out as hard as we can go. And we're going to join him there and there. And their sorrow is going to be gone. You can forget about it. It's over. You won't have to worry about our election no more. You won't have to worry about nobody being intensive care anymore. You won't have to worry about burying any loved ones anymore. No more tears, no more pain. It'll all be gone then. No more sorrow. It will be turned into joy. And he'll be able to present us before the throne of glory with exceeding joy. I think we're going to be happy. I'm just dumb enough to believe that. I think we're going to have a big old time. Peter put it like this, and I'm going to be done. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. In other words, when he shows up in that eastern sky and his glory, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Yeah, we may sorrow for a little while. As the world rejoices today because they're thinking they're doing away with Jesus. But they ain't the first ones ever thought they'd done away with him. And every time they take him away from out of our schools or try to take him out of our states and try to take him out of our homes, we know they can't. No man can take our joy. So don't let no man take your joy. You keep serving the Lord. And I promise you, it's just as my daddy told my little crippled mama, It just will be a little while. In the words of Christ, in a little while, your sorrow shall be turned to joy. I promise you. Today, if you've never been born again of the Spirit and your heart is broken, let your sorrow be turned to joy. Let your hearts not be troubled. Go to the Lord. He's able to take care of it. And if you're going through everyday life just brokenhearted, I do a whole lot, and all you see is troubles, let me tell you something. It's going in. But you don't have to wait till you die to go to heaven for it to end. You don't have to wait for the eastern sky to bust open. We can come together just like they did at the day of Pentecost. And he can come in amongst us in such a way that we'll see him make himself manifest. Amen. And when we do, we can have exceedingly joy. Our sorrow can be turned to joy. It ain't got to be gloom and doom. We've let everybody tell us that for so long, that everything's so bad it'll never be better again. We've got where we believe it. It's going to get better. I promise you. By the word of God and what's in my soul, it's going to get better.
Amen.
That's my little message. I hope somebody got something out of it. I appreciate your message you put out there, bud. I'm thankful God is laying the same things on their hearts. It did scare me a little bit when I seen the title of it. But it should. It should just confirm things.
Amen.
When you're in a revival and you preach, the next night the brother, we say all the time, I don't want to add on to this. Listen to me, we need to add on to it. We need to build. It's nothing helps me anymore when I get through preaching. Somebody like Barry Brunner, I got a ton of confidence in. Hop up and say a few words to do with a message. Because it adds on to it and it confirms to me I was on the right track. And when somebody like TJ, we left here a couple of weeks ago and I got outside and he looked at me and he was driving off. He said, enjoy the message, Brother Jim. He said, I love you. Brother, that helps.
Amen.
We should build on. We should add on.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. We're just building, hitting that rock.
Amen.
Keep on keeping on. And someday her tears will be turned to laughter. Her frowns will be turned to smiles. Her sorrow will be turned to joy. And we'll be with the Lord forevermore. So don't let no man take your joy. Serve the Lord. Do the best you can. And be happy. I'm happy. I'm a child of God. I'm going to shut up this time. Got that song, brother? Go ahead.